We have new Pokemon news, Wargroove is getting some free DLC, and there's some League of Legends news actually this time. Let's jump into it. What is up, guys? Welcome to Diggity, a video game podcast, episode number 113. Ooh, Friday. Friday episode. Episode 113. Spooky. So stupid. God. With me, as always, the incredible, unobtainable ruler of Spokane, Washington, the luscious Brody Faults. How are you?
Did you visit Spokane, or you just...
I saw it
learn
on a sign.
About that on your trip?
I saw it on a sign.
I saw it on a sign.
I saw it on a sign driving to my hotel. I'm like, oh, that'd be a good place for him to rule.
Yeah, yeah. Slowly working my way into Spokane. But yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm a little sleepy coming off nights here, and we're recording this morning. And but I'm good. How are you? Getting ready to travel back.
Yeah,
come back to Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana. Yeah, I'm currently in Seattle, Washington, and I am totally messed up on my eating schedule and my sleeping schedule. If you can hear a massive rumble, that's a plane because I'm that close to the frickin' airport. But anyways, yeah, I'm doing good. Been here the pretty much the whole week. What's crazy? How nice people are here in this state? Oh yeah. Just absolutely incredibly friendly and incredibly nice people, everyone that I've met.
And you're hearing that from a Canadian, so
there
you go.
Yeah, yeah. No, everyone is super friendly and super nice. So, and it's a pretty nice city. I mean, I went around, walked around last night downtown. It was raining, of course.
Every single day?
Did it rain every day? So take this in. I go to the... you know, one of our shops for the business that I work for, and which is in like Marysville, Washington, which is like north of Seattle. And this is a learning moment for everybody who doesn't live in Washington State, I guess. So they have like this thing called the dark days, and basically for like 5 months it just rains because that's their fall. That's their fall and winter, right? Yeah. They don't really get that much snow. And
it's
so it just
shitty cold
just
rain.
Rained. Yeah, and it's not like a downpour or anything like we have back at home. It's like just like spitting, and then sometimes it's raining decently. Like it was raining decent last night, but it's like an annoying spitting rain.
Kind of like walking can't do shit. Next to the falls in Niagara.
Dude, that was a downpour, bro.
I thought it was a hurricane.
Y'all were soaked, and I'm sitting there, I'm like. Oh boy.
My bad.
Started the morning off good. How can you also start your morning off good? Follow us on at Diggity Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Diggity. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever great podcasts are held like ours. Yeah. Get it. And before we jump into news, let's just jump right into Diggity Deals there, my dude.
Alright, so for Nintendo Switch, you can get My Friend Pedro for $13.99 on the US eShop. For Xbox, you can get Borderlands 3 for $33.75, which is impressive, from Amazon. And the coupon code should be applied when it's added to your cart and you go to checkout. If not, you might have to click one button, I believe, possibly. And on PlayStation 4, you can get Life is Strange 2, the complete season, for $23.99 on the U.S. PlayStation Store.
Sweet. Yeah, that Borderlands 3 deal is pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's a really good deal. If you have not already picked this up and you were even remotely interested, I highly recommend it. I guess we haven't done a full review on it because I still have not rolled credits because of how crazy everything's been lately.
And one day, still gonna do Ghost Recon stuff. Unfortunately.
Oh god, we haven't even tried Ghost Recon.
No,
yet.
We've been so busy.
It's been out for 2 weeks and we haven't even touched.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, nobody's talking about it.
No, no,
the only bad shit.
Yeah, dude, it got a 4 out of 10 from some major outlets, which is insane. Yeah, I am not even excited about playing the game, unfortunately, which beforehand I was. Well, up until I played the beta, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be one of those rough ones.
Rough go. The Nintendo Switch continues to kill it. Hot on the heels of the release of the Nintendo Switch Lite, the Nintendo Switch hits over 15 million units sold in the U.S. alone. Now, this number does not include Switch Lite sales as well as the regular Switch. The Nintendo Switch has been dominating the console market at this point, outselling the late-life Xbox One and PS4 consoles for 10 months in a row now, which is crazy. 14 different Switch games have sold over 1 million copies in North America. Those titles include Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey, Smash Brothers Ultimate. These do not include the 1 million. The ones I just said have sold over 6 million copies. Damn it. In North America alone. So all the big Nintendo names, obviously. And Nintendo shows no signs of slowing down heading into the holiday season, with big games like Luigi's Mansion and Pokemon Sword and Shield releasing before end of the year. Which, my gripe, before we get into the Pokemon news that you go on to, I agree with you, the covers for Pokemon Sword and Shield look like shite.
Yeah, they are extremely lackluster. Which, looking back at some of the other covers for Pokemon, they're not usually the most exciting, but these were particularly bad.
I think it's just because of the style of Pokemon that's on it. If you go back to, like, Gold, you have Ho-Oh on there, and it's, like, flying and shit, and it's, like, the box is all sparkly and gold and stuff like that.
And most of the boxes and Sapphire.
Most of the boxes had a shine to them.
Yeah. These are, We saw it while we were in Canada in EB Games, and I was like, man, I don't know about that at all. And the longer you looked at it, you're like, it's not great.
No, it's not great at all.
So we do have a touch of Pokemon news here. So 5 new Gigantamax Pokemon have been revealed. Gigantamax! So there's Pikachu, Eevee, Butterfree of all Pokemon, Meowth, and Charizard.
Quite the spread there.
Yeah, it's an interesting set of choices there. Gigantamax, Pikachu, and Eevee are going to be exclusive to players with Pokemon Let's Go save data for their respective games. And the best news that I've heard about this game so far that I'm extremely excited about, you can finally skip the goddamn catching tutorial. I've been playing these games for 20 years. I don't need the catching tutorial. I know how to catch Pokemon.
I know how to catch a Pokemon.
I know how to catch them their Pokemans. Which is funny, though, because it is in Sun and Moon, and my oldest son has Moon. I have a son, he has Moon. And he's a decent way into the game and still did not fully understand the catching mechanics, because I told him, I was like, hey, you're going to be starting these games, you need to read them, and it'll tell you how to do everything, you'll be good. He just blazes through it, tapping A furiously, like he's played all of the games in the series for years now.
Oh, God.
It's like, damn it. Okay. So then I had to show him again. He got a second tutorial that he was also not allowed to skip.
Huh. Well, he'll be able to skip this one and not know at all.
So Meowth, if Meowth was black, he would look like your cat, Long Cat. He's just Meowth kind of like stretched out.
Dude, I've really contemplated on taking a photo of Vader when I'm holding him up as Long Cat and posting on Reddit and seeing if he gets memed or seeing if it carries on. I mean, it's abnormally
he's large. Very long. I would try to make him internet famous if he could.
Yeah, he's
certainly
pretty chill too. It wouldn't go to his head. He's pretty chill. Wargroove is getting free DLC. The new DLC will be called Double Trouble and will be supported on all platforms. Double Trouble is designed around co-op play. Here's a list of what's being added in the DLC. You got a brand new co-op story campaign, which can be played couch co-op, online co-op, or even solo. You got 3 new roguish commanders, 2 new units, thieves and riflemen. You get new arcade missions. You get a competitive online quick play maps, including some of the community's most competitive maps as voted for by the Groove of War team. Sweet. Public and private multiplayer lobbies. You can now also play custom campaigns online. You get a new volcano map theme and more updates to the custom editor tools. You get outlaw music tracks, which are composed by Phonetic Hero, and more. So Double Trouble is in the final testing phase, according to the Wargroove team. Once it's passed submissions, the release date and new trailer will be revealed. But Wargroove continues to kill it. Good job, yeah. Wargroove team.
I need to go back to this game. I really did enjoy the time that I have put into it, but it kind of made its way off of that, like, that first 10 games that appears on your home screen on the Switch.
Sure, yeah.
And it's been lost for a long time. But the game's awesome. I need to beat the rest of the base game before I get into the DLC, but definitely something that maybe we'll have to do a Let's Play on. With the co-op missions and shit, that'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty neat.
That'd be neat.
So Call of Duty, which has been one of those games that I was really excited about, and then we started hearing some stuff and I became less excited about. They have, I don't know if this is more damage control or what, I'm assuming yes, they have released their post-launch plan, and it doesn't actually sound too bad. Again, it's coming from Activision, so take it with a grain of salt.
It could all be lies.
It could very well be lies. So Activision has posted an official plan on their website detailing what to expect after release of Modern Warfare, which comes shortly after the internet has been tearing apart various different leaks and things that have been brought into the light. So first off, they clarified some of the ways they plan to break down the walls and bring the community together, and that Sweet. Is a quote. So crossplay between all platforms, which we already knew, but again, something I'm thoroughly excited about. Removing the season pass as well as the a la carte DLC maps, so there aren't barriers between players who do not have access to the new maps, because if you've really played a Call of Duty for an extensive period of time, there comes a point where you almost have to get the map packs because, I mean,
that's all that people want to play on,
all the new maps and things. And so it really does split the community there. There will be free post-launch multiplayer maps and modes for all players. And cool. The key word there, which I think the first time we heard about this, it was not there. So multiplayer is the big thing. So multiplayer modes, not including the Spec Ops. They did not say anything about the Spec Ops missions, which is kind of disappointing, but I think we already know how that's going down. All post-launch multiplayer maps and modes will launch simultaneously on all platforms, which makes sense if you're doing crossplay. That would be shitty for PlayStation to have an exclusive to that, and everybody else just be waiting, so next they dove into the in-game economy, aka the microtransactions. So they will introduce a new battle pass system, but not a loot box system. which... what that actually looks like is kind of still up in the air, because they can still technically have, like, supply drops in the battle pass to an extent, but they've kind of tried to say that that's not it, so I'll continue on here. It says weapons and attachments will be unlocked by playing the game. The battle pass system will allow players to see what they are earning or buying, and that would be the part that would be kind of breaking away from them even having supply drops, but like we've covered before, we have seen supply drops in the beta. Somebody found them in the menu system, so we'll still see. The Battle Pass will be similar to other games, and we'll have seasons that come along with the Battle Pass, and we'll have matching unlockables according to the season theme. COD points will be earned by playing the game through the Battle Pass. So I assume you will be able to buy the next battle pass if you don't spend any of those COD points, which is good. That's always a plus.
Right.
There will be both a free stream and a premium stream of content in the battle pass system in Modern Warfare. New base weapons will be earned through gameplay simply by playing Modern Warfare. Functional attachments for base weapons can be unlocked through gameplay as well, just like in the game's beta. So they are saying that, yeah, everything that, you know, your guns and your attachments will solely be earned through gameplay. The Battle Pass and the in-game store will only have cosmetic items. The Battle Pass system will not launch with the game. They cited that this is because they want to focus on making day one, quote, awesome, as well as giving players time to work through the game and unlock a good chunk of the stuff prior to the Battle Pass items. They expect the Battle Pass to launch later this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After all their reviews are out. The Battle Pass system does sound pretty similar to what is currently in Call of Duty Mobile. So if you have played that, you'll kind of see what I'm talking about there. But it's in the Call of Duty Mobile, they do still have supply drops and things that you get from certain unlocks for certain tiers in the Battle Pass. Honestly, I actually bought the Battle Pass for Call of Duty Mobile, and it seems pretty good. I actually like the way it works. It functions like a lot of other popular Battle Passes. So I don't really foresee this being an issue as long as they actually stick to this plan. If they stick to this plan, I think they will keep fans happy.
So interesting to me, the naming convention. Like, yeah. You're not going to go with a season pass, but let's call it Battle Pass.
Right, but still has seasonal content and seasons in it. Yeah, right. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I think the big thing for season pass usually means that it's tied to like maps and missions and things like that.
Yeah,
so
right.
I think
yeah,
that's
yeah.
probably why they didn't go that route. It does make more sense to call it a battle pass. But in Call of Duty Mobile, I think what they mean with like the base game or the base weapons and stuff, in Call of Duty Mobile, you actually unlock all of the different skinned, like special skinned weapons are a separate weapon. It's kind of goofy how they have it set up because in certain instances you actually apply the camo and certain instances you actually have to, it's like an entirely different gun. It doesn't have any different stats. It just has a different like skin over the top of it. So yeah, I think as long as they actually stick to this, I think people will be content. The biggest thing is we've run into issues with Activision saying things and not sticking to it before. Even with like Black Ops 4, that was a big one where a lot of fans were very pissed off with how they actually handled that game because their whole post-launch plan sounded great, and then they really just kind of dropped the ball. So really, this is kind of one of those things that time will tell, and we won't even be able to rate it, you know, as the game launches. So I assume maybe the end of November, early, I bet we see it by the end of November. I bet it launches before December or early December will be when it starts to come out here. But I'm still optimistic for this game. I'm still going to end up picking
it up. Oh, I am too, for sure.
I've been kind of on a Call of Duty kick lately, especially with the mobile game. I've actually been enjoying that a lot, so I'm excited for, you know, a good arcade shooter, run around, kill just as many people as many times as I die type of thing. But
break
it,
even.
It should be good. I hope.
Cool, sweet. Usually we have not talked about League of Legends on this podcast, but
no,
League of Legends.
We don't cover a ton of PC gaming, which is odd, but it just kind of the way it goes.
Way she go. League of Legends had their 10-year celebration, and from that we got some cool news about it. I play League of Legends, definitely not as much as I used to. It's been completely on-off, but I still jump in from time to time and have a blast. So we got some new news in terms of in-game additions for League of Legends. So 10 days of gifting will start and October 17th. Began October 17th. Good God. Earth mode is coming back, which is fantastic, which is a limited time mode that has classic champion selection rather than random, which is awesome. Arabic language support and a new Middle East server are now up, which is awesome. A new champion, Senna, is a character that that players haven't seen teased for a while now, is finally making it to the game. She'll be the game's first support marksman and is the wife of Lucian. The game update highlights Rise of the Elements that will add an element rift system. The rift system will place elemental drakes across the map. Defeating one of these drakes will make their respective element take over the map, which is pretty neat, considering you just had one drake and Baron for most time in classic mode. The late game buff Elder Drake, the grants execution. The side lanes have been changed to allow players to potentially turn the battle through environmental play as well. There's other League of Legends. What do you say? What?
I'm so glad I gave this to you because I don't play League. I don't play MOBAs because I'm dog shit at them. But yeah. I was able to struggle through it enough to figure out what was going on to try to make up show notes. But you can add a little flair to it since you know what's going on.
There was some other League of Legends related content announced. There's a League of Legends Origins documentary coming to Netflix. On October 26th, so that should be really cool. There's also, on the topic of documentaries, there's something on YouTube also. God, I think it's from NoClip. Yeah, and they go into how League of Legends started and how it was made and where it all began. It's really cool. Just how, like, Riot Games started. It's really fascinating. Yeah,
it's a very interesting story for sure. I will be checking this out.
Legends of Runeterra lore book will release on November 5th. League of Legends Wild Rift, the mobile and console version of League of Legends, begin in 2020. So that's huge. Huge.
Yeah.
There's been some mobile MOBAs to date that have definitely, jacked the idea of League of Legends, which isn't really jacked because Dota was obviously out before League of Legends, but just in the art style and everything, and they were never that great. But, you know, whatever. LOL Esports Manager will also be coming, which is a fantasy draft game based on a major league play that will launch in 2020 as well. LOL Esports is incredibly large, like massive. It's disgusting. Arcane, which is a League of Legends animated series, is coming in 2020. Riot Games announced a Social Impact Fund, which is a nonprofit charity that is an independent entity separate from Riot Games. And the Impact Fund will allow players to donate by buying skins and more, with 100% of the profits going to charity. So that was really awesome to see that.
Similar to what Overwatch has done in the past as well.
Yeah.
Like with the special skins and stuff.
Yeah. No, it's great to see that companies do that. And then Teamfight Tactics, which is League of Legends' version of Auto Chess, got an update. So adding seasonal sets, rotating items and champs. The first seasonal set will launch in a few weeks. A ranked player update will be coming soon as well. And the game will finally be making its way to iOS and Android in early 2020. And will feature crossplay with PC. We also got new Riot Games kind of announced. So you got Legends of Runeterra, which is a League of Legends card game. And a beta will be starting in early 2020. So that's really cool because something that League of Legends kind of suffered for me is they actually have all this crazy lore written in the back. And if you read it, it's fantastic. For each character and how they all kind of commingle. To have this card game is going to be kind of neat, kind of wrap it all together, kind of similar to like Hearthstone and how it kind of just unifies everything all together in the end there. I also got Project A, which is a non-league related FPS that they're working on. So these next projects are just by their project name. So it appears to be a champion shooter similar to Overwatch, but with a heavier focus on gunplay rather than abilities. And more info will now be coming in 2020. Project L is the League of Legends fighting game. There's no more news coming soon on that. Project F was a League of Legends game that we know next to nothing about, but appears that it may be a dungeon crawler or RPG of some sort. So here's my thing. Riot Games is going to fucking kill it. If they do a fighting game, similar to like a Killer Instinct, Mortal Kombat, that kind of jazz, it's a done deal. And if they can do the dungeon crawler RPG, that'd be incredible as well with the League of Legends characters and tie everything in. The FPS game, the Overwatch style game, I am a little weary on that just because Overwatch has like really captured that market. They've really just captured and held on to it and haven't let it go from its grasp.
Well, and look what it did to Battleborn when Battleborn came out, and they really aren't even all that similar of games. Everybody just called it an Overwatch clone, even though it was drastically different, and that game tanked.
Right.
I agree.
Overwatch. But the IP should hold them over. I mean, if they can bring in the League of Legends characters in with those into that Overwatch style thing, that'd be awesome. But it is an FPS, so there's not many. I mean, there are a fair amount of characters that have a gun per se, but
right,
don't know if it's gonna be the best.
I think the weirdest thing about Project A, which again is the FPS, everybody still had a gun. Like, it wasn't like Overwatch to where the characters don't have guns, or some of them don't. You know, they have different attack methods. And yeah. It looked like everyone still had guns, and then it just had, like, an ability as well, which some of the abilities were pretty similar to Overwatch. But the thing that kind of worries me with that is, I don't know. I'm not sure. I had it in my brain how I was going to say it, and now I have lost it. But I think the biggest thing is it's, again, going to be in the shadow of Overwatch. And on top of that, they don't really specialize in first-person shooters. So that tightness has to be there. And it really does seem to focus on the things that people have disliked about Call of Duty in the past, which is like the special... Special operators that, like, you know, like, I can't think of any of their names, but they have like certain abilities and certain things that would happen if you got, you know, kill streaks or after a certain point of time and you got enough points to build up this meter, then you got like a special weapon. A lot of people hated that in the Call of Duty series, so I kind of worry about that being an issue with Project A as well. Mm-hmm. But I guess time will tell, and it's going to be a while before we see this game, I assume. But yeah, I think the fighting game, like you said, capitalizing on that League of Legends IP, as long as it's good, it's going to be amazing. And they actually had recently, a few years ago, I believe, acquired a company that specialized in making fighting games. So mm-hmm. This had kind of been a rumor for a long time. And then it had kind of been brought up at Evo this year, very, very briefly. They didn't show anything. Somebody just mentioned it. Mm-hmm. And sorry if you can hear stomping from upstairs. My kids are running around.
No, I can't.
Okay.
It's okay. I've got planes over here.
That's right. You got planes. I got kids. Whatever. But yeah, the fighting game will absolutely kill it. And from what they did show of it, it looks awesome. I don't get into fighting games really other than mm-hmm. like Smash Bros, but it looks incredible. And I really like the art style they went with on it.
Dude, what's wild to me is how good the FPS game, the footage that they showed looks so nice.
It does look good.
So pretty.
It looks great. Yeah. And it does use kind of that cartoony style, which I think is a great move, honestly. It's something that allows the game to live on long past what, you know, graphics tend to live on. So I think that's a smart move. I think they're doing a lot of cool things. Riot is absolutely setting themselves up to kill it. They threw a little bit of shade at the fact that everybody called them Riot Game for a long time because they just were, you know, sitting on League of Legends, and that was pretty much it. So I guess at the end of this whole event, there was like a little bit of flair on the S in Riot Games, which is great.
That's awesome. That's good.
It's always important to be able to meme yourself, but yeah.
They've killed it though with League of Legends, right?
I mean,
there's been some stuff that they've done that has angered people a little bit, but for the most part, they've been highly successful with it. And I mean, if you can be highly successful with it, that's, you know, and there's one thing, you know, keep going with the one thing, but obviously they know that nothing lasts forever and they need to develop, mm-hmm. you know, different streams of revenue. So it's also Tencent, so 100% owned.
Yeah.
By Tencent. Yeah. So
a lot of Tencent there. I think that the documentary they're putting out is awesome. Definitely going to be checking that out. And as well as the animated series, I'm actually kind of excited for that.
Yeah.
They actually have a ton of really, really cool character models. And like you said, there's a ton of lore there that they can play with. Yeah.
And their cutscenes that they've done, like, for...
Oh, they're fantastic.
For new characters and for, like, different, like, seasonal, cool, like, mm-hmm. little quick movies. They've been incredible.
I wish they'd do something for Overwatch. I wish Overwatch would get like an animated series, because they do those shorts where they're like 15-minute videos or so,
and
they dive into the characters. Like, if they put together a full movie or a series or something, that'd be awesome.
Yep.
It'd be so cool. I love when games can do something like that and break off and make something of high quality instead of just putting something out there to capitalize on the IP, you know?
Yeah.
And seeing a good animated series based on a game, or seeing, absolutely, you know, a really cool documentary explaining. Well, and I'm also a nerd when it comes to the documentary stuff. I mean, hell, we do a gaming podcast, so you know what you're getting into there.
Yep.
But no, I think Riot's making a lot of good moves here. I'm excited to see some of these projects for sure.
Excited to see another big juggernaut into the realm.
Yeah, and as far as that Project F, which is the RPG, we saw all of maybe 4 seconds of that game. So really everything right now is complete speculation. They have not mentioned much about it at all. But it is something that is coming, and if it does, you know, come out and capitalizes again on that League of Legends IP, which I think is key for all of this stuff, mm-hmm. It'll kill it. It'll just make crazy money.
Hell they, yeah.
That League of Legends IP just prints money pretty much.
And oh, it's wild.
And like you were saying, you know, with the esports and stuff, it's such a huge thing. I think it's the largest esports game, if I remember correctly. So, like, even the weird fantasy draft game, like, that's even going to kill it. Like, that's even going to be amazing. People are going to absolutely love it. But, yeah, good stuff, man.
Sweet. Awesome, guys. Well, this podcast takes time and effort to create. If you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/diggitypodcast. Become a patron over there. And you can also support the show by heading over to audibletrial.com/diggity to get your free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/diggity. Get access to a ton of titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, Kindle, or whatever you listen to audiobooks on, my dudes. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Diggity Podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Search for Diggity Gaming, and you will find us under Black Streets No Diggity. I assure you, do the SEO. You can find me on Xbox One. My gamer tag is Maple Jeff.
Mine is Luscious Brody on Xbox One. Mm-hmm. And on PlayStation 4, you can find me at Wolverine's Cousin.
Sweet. Guys, leave us a review. It helps us out a ton, whether it's a comment on our YouTube channel or a review on our iTunes channel or Google Podcasts or Spotify. It helps us get noticed more on those platforms, and it spreads the glorious word of Diggity from the Church of Diggity. Until next time, guys, we will see you for the Wednesday show. Get on there, play some League of Legends, play some Wargroove, and get excited for what Riot Games is doing. At least I'm super excited about what they're going to be doing. So until next time, guys, we will see you for the Wednesday show. See ya!
You will be able to find me in the very first loot box that you open in Call of Duty Modern Warfare, coming October 25th.